Hello, everyone. My name is Omenihu Amachi. I am a fine artist currently living in Philadelphia. I was born in Nigeria. I relocated to America, to Philadelphia, here in the United States, in the early 80s. And I went to study fine art and communication arts at Cheney University in Pennsylvania. I did start painting at a very early age. During my early life as an Igbo in Nigeria, we did a lot of things. But before I go into that, I'd like to let you know that this is an introductory edition, and this program will be airing in series. There'll be other programs coming along that will ideally deal with issues concerning art as a healer, the triumph of hope over adversity. This is a collaborative effort between me, the artist, Omenihu Amachi, and the publisher of Medical Journal of Therapeutic Africa, Dr. Susan J. Dudson, who is also in the studio. So I welcome everybody to the show, and I hope to tell you about some of the things, some of the experiences that I had growing up and why I paint. During the Biafran War, some of you may recall that Biafra was a state that broke away from Nigeria in West Africa in the 1960s and 70s. Actually, that led to a war, the Biafra-Nigeria War in 1967, which lasted through 1970. It was a vicious war, and because of that, when I paint, every now and then I go back to some themes that reflect my emotions about that period in my life. And so today, I'll tell you about a particular painting that talks to me personally about that war. And this painting is called... Before I tell you what it's called, let me talk a little bit about myself. I was saying initially that I studied fine art here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But before that, I was painting. I was painting and creating art in whichever medium I felt was necessary or that I had access to at the time. So I did a lot of watercolor painting. I did some carving. I did some oil painting. But those were all self-taught and life expressions until I got to school and studied fine art and communication art. Then I really understood why I was painting and what I had to do, fully understood the art process. And so I feel that I need to constantly and continually pursue my creative life and that way preserve the ideal cultural expressions that I deem necessary. My work, if you look at it, I believe has depth of meaning, hence I'm working constantly on a variety of subject matter, such as the Biafran issue. I tend to show a lot of enthusiasm and purpose in my work, and so as to achieve fulfillment through art. Now, this particular painting that I'm telling you about is a painting of my mother during the Biafran War, preparing a meal for the hungry Biafran women and children. I can tell you that it was not pretty scenario. Although the painting looks pretty, pretty in terms of a language, but in terms of substance, it is colorful. It is made with oil paint, the motif are quite standing. The colors in my work usually are bright. That represents the tropical colors of the sub-Saharan African rainforest where I was raised. And you see in the picture some colorful plants, foliage, animals, creatures, birds, butterflies. Some of the motifs that are in the painting are strategically positioned for design and pattern effect. You can see the faces of my subjects in different form as they, you know, some of them look up, as is my motto. I tend to paint people looking upwards. Not just because they are looking up, but because they look toward the heavens, from where comes my satisfaction, my healing, the artist's hope. But some are looking down, some are looking at their empty bowls of food as they wait in line to reach my mother, who is pouring into a bowl of the first woman online, a cooked preparation of oatmeal porridge. These were foods brought into Biafra during the Nigeria-Biafra Civil War. The painting, like I said, is quite captivating. And Dr. Susan J. Hobson, the publisher of Jota magazine, who actually picked up this particular painting, really appreciated it and looks at it as one of those paintings that represents the situations that happened in Biafra, or one of the situations that happened in Biafra. Now, if you remember, the leader of Biafra at the time, the state of Biafra, which was a breakaway part of Nigeria during the Biafra-Nigeria Civil War, things happened, a lot of things happened, which I can talk about at a later time, relevant to some of my other paintings. I tell you that some of my other paintings comes in the title of Restrictions on Beauty, Teach a Child to Fish, To the Market, Breastfeeding, Rape of the Biafran Woman. I mean, these are all different kinds of paintings. Some are made in oil, some are made in acrylic. And they're quite interesting to me. When I painted them, I sometimes don't set out to paint a particular picture. I just go into it. And at other times, I actually remember or I think about the painting and mull it over in my mind before I go to canvas. At other times, I see a painting agreement, then it makes more sense that I proceed to the canvas to deliver that piece of work. So I'll be talking to you about some of these other paintings at a different time. I remember you're listening to Jota Talks. This is an interaction by me, Ominihu Amachi, and Jota Talks. This is an introductory collaborative effort between myself and the publisher of Jota, who's in the studio with me, but silent today. She's the publisher of the medical journal on Therapeutic Africa. Going back to some of my paintings, I was giving you some titles of some of the work that I have done already. And I may have mentioned Teach a Child to Fish, Women Pounding Yams. Yams is a staple food item in Nigeria. And these were foods along with tubers, yam tubers, gari, a lot of vegetables and grain, which are some of the plants, the foodstuff that kept the African children and women alive during the war. Because we are an agrarian society, we were able to prepare food, prepare meals that were made in our backyards, in our farms and bushes. And so we were not able to completely starve and be exterminated by the international, by the blockade of the opposing forces that caused a lot of sickness and hunger and killed a lot of young people. Because there was this ingenuity, so to speak, of the Igbo and other Nigerians in Biafra, other Biafrans at the time, who were able to prepare, work very hard and make their own food items. So that's just dealing with the food item. The mothers, as you know, were always breastfeeding their children, and so the mother needed to be well-fed also in order to have good nutrition so as to feed the babies. But those who did not have food, those who were sick, or unfortunately could not feed their children, breastfeed their children properly, because they themselves were not healthy. And so Biafra continued to, I can tell you a little bit about the war. I remember a time when we had to move away from our hometown in the eastern region, which was the Igbo Biafra, in a town called Aba. The villages, when the enemy planes, so to speak, came around and threw bombs and cannons at the civilian population, a lot of people were killed. But I remember an incident when the opposing troops had advanced into our home area, and everybody was packing up and shipping out. You know, if you have seen, I believe it's a Steven Spielberg's movie called Empire of the Sun, you will probably understand what I'm saying. When everybody picks up one or two items that are valuable to them and heads out away from the landing bombs and shells, and then the enemy planes came. We had gotten my father, my two sisters, and my mother. We had been dropped off at a clinic. And when the planes came, the fighter bomber plane came, and I went out on the porch to look at, see if I can see the plane, because it seemed an exciting thing to do. And as I'm peeping, trying to find where the plane was headed, I heard these bombs fall, boom, 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 boom. And the sheer force of it picked me up and threw me against the wall. And when I got up, I heard screams inside. I went in, and there was a big gaping hole in the roof, you know, a thatched roof of a mud house that was used as a clinic, and there were two big holes on the roof. And my younger sister, shrapnel, had sliced her foot. My mother's sister had a big gash on her back, and the other, her daughter, was also hit in the arm. So everybody was screaming. They came and administered first aid to them. Luckily, I was fine. That's why today I continue to be able to paint. In that raid, in another nearby location, one of my uncles, younger uncle, had been hit in the head. He passed away right there. And so there are many stories about, you know, Biafra. When I go back to revisit some of the memories, you know, I try to put the paint on canvas. As you know, if you don't know about Biafra, you may have heard about a figure like Chinua Achebe, who wrote, he's a Nobel Prize winner. He wrote the book Things Fall Apart, a very popular artist and writer in Nigeria. And so I pick up many different motifs for my work. I may be switching gears from one issue to the other here. As you know, this is the first issue, the first edition of this interview program on Njota Talks with Dr. Susan J. Dawson and myself, Omenihu Amachi, the artist. I paint in oils, and I paint in acrylic mainly. Those are my chosen media to paint on canvas. And talking back again at my motifs, you can see different patterns. Actually, if you do go to my online shop, which is at www.nyaxe.com/Omenihu Amachi, which is Omenihu, you will see some of my work that I have uploaded to the site, www.nyaxe.com/Omenihu Amachi. And you will see what I mean when I say I use some motifs relative to Africa, you know, designs and patterns from my native Igbo culture. And some of these works are derived from ancient motifs and patterns of the Igbo people. You can see some coral designs. You can see some fertility, male-female fertility signs, some beauty symbols represented by certain kinds of flowers and foliage and leaves, signs of also I incorporate signs of the outer African Matrinka, the Ikenga, Egbe, and Sidibe symbols. These are all different symbols that I use to create my artwork. Okay, we are proceeding, and you're listening to the very first broadcast of this interview on Njota Talks. It is a collaboration between me, the artist here in Philadelphia, Omenihu Amachi, and the publisher of Njota Arts Journal, Professor Dr. Susan J. Dawson. She is the publisher of the Medical Journal on Therapeutic Africa. At a time like this, I don't want to get into the details of what is coming next or what we're going to do, but I just want to let you know that there will be other programs that we're looking at art as a healer and the triumph of hope over adversity, and relatively dealing with the African situation, therapeutic Africa. So you're listening to Njota Talks online. It is a program on Blog Talk Radio, and we're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States. Now, in Nigeria, we have the Igbo, the Efik, the Joro, and a whole lot of other ethnic groups in Nigeria. Nigeria as a whole includes the Efik, the Yoruba, Chief, Fulani. There's a whole lot of ethnic groups in Nigeria, as many of you already know. But we are talking today solely about reflections on Biafra, which at the time was a breakaway state from Nigeria. The Biafra broke away, the Igbos mainly, with some other ethnic groups that were in the east-south part of Nigeria due to man's inhumanity to man, who broke away under the leadership of General Okeke, who recently passed, and his funeral arrangements are currently being made. And we are really touched by his passing. And there are a lot of other artists in Nigeria. In Igboland, but that's a topic for another issue. I would have to do a little, put together, you know, a few artists from Nigeria, from Biafra, who were born in the period, grew up in the period, and talk about them maybe and their artwork. So that you can get an appreciation of also what went on at the time. In terms of my work, look me up again at www.nyaxe.com/omenihuamwachi. You can shoot me an email, omenihu@yahoo.com, or you can look me up also on Facebook or on LinkedIn. Now, during Biafra, there was a lot of creative music that was coming out. We did put together a lot of songs, actually. The young boys who went off to war were constantly creating music that, when they were conscripted to go into fight, they came up with a lot of different songs, you know, that were pertinent to the time and to the activities that were going on. We have Biafra fighting for our freedom by the neighbors, Shao Kanka, you know, songs like that, and many other songs that were sang at the time, you know. I remember the
the Biafran flag, which was a setting sun, you know, and based on that, Biafra was called land of, actually it was a rising sun, not a setting sun, a rising sun. So Biafra was named or nicknamed, so to speak, land of the rising sun, you know, clear sun, beautiful big sun that shone brightly. And so a lot of the people, the young people from Biafra at the time, stood up straight and were proud of who they were as Biafrans. And so we continue to give tribute today for those who lost their lives during that period, our Biafran brothers and sisters died during that period. And I remember them in my memories, in my thoughts, and in my artwork. Every day. And so I thank everybody who may have listened into this show today. I'm sure you'll be able to go back and listen to the program again. And next time, we will bring you some more talk, Jota talk, on this channel, internet online channel, as we look at, as we take a critical look at art as a healer and the triumph of hope over adversity. I am the artist for many of you, Amachi. Thank you very much for being listening to the show today. Once again, this is a collaboration between the publisher of the medical journal on Therapeutic Africa, Dr. Susan J. Dodson, and myself, the artist, Ominihu Amachi. So I say thank you very much for listening. Please look me up online, look me up on Facebook.